You have said that whoever drank from the grail would achieve immortality. And in the climactic scene, they all find their way to the chamber where the grail is kept, only to be met with a medieval knight guarding the holy treasure. This knight was originally from King Arthur's court. He was tasked with protecting the grail from those who would misuse it. He drank from it in order to stay alive. But his main purpose was to guard something very important. When I look at the church today, I see us all in a similar role, trying to guard and maintain something very important. But for us, instead of a physical cup, we have become keepers of an idea, of a message that needs to be kept alive. In the church, we continue to proclaim the God of ultimate goodness, who thousands of years ago became a human being and walked this same earth that we do. This Christ died a brutal death because of human sin, yet triumphed over every evil power rising from the dead. God then sent the Holy Spirit upon those who believe, so that all of us can experience and participate in the divine life in a similar way that Jesus did. Now, how is that for good news? There have been times in history when the church was spreading such good news. We share the story, this greatest story ever told. People came, were baptized, and lived a life well immersed in the Christian message. But in the 1960s, we started to see a change. Now, at first, it was a small decline, with fewer and fewer people attending. There were fewer people attending church and partaking of the sacraments. And I think in recent years, when 2020 came along, it was kind of this final turn of events. And yet, a remnant remains. We are still here. We may be smaller, we are still fulfilling our purpose as the body of Christ, preparing, guarding, holding, what will become another time in history when the church message goes out again and is spreading. In the first letter of Peter, he writes this to the faithful Christians. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you receive mercy. So a few things in this passage bear mentioning regarding who we are as the body of Christ. First is that we are a community of people. St. Peter describes us as a chosen race. I find that pretty interesting because when we look around, especially look around this congregation, we see we are made up of many races. And yet we are one. We become one people. Secondly, it is said that we collectively are a royal priesthood. It's another thing that raises people's eyebrows. The church altogether is a royal priesthood. Yes. The church as a whole plays a priestly function for the whole world. We represent God to the world, and we intercede to God on the world's behalf. Thirdly, we are described as a holy nation. That means our lives are set apart as something special for God. In this day and age, we are ensuring that this great message of salvation is preserved and ready for the next generation. Now, that doesn't mean we sit back and get apathetic about our faith. It's always tempting to get down on ourselves and to say something like, well, the faith isn't spreading, so why bother? Maybe I should just do the bare minimum. That would be the wrong attitude. I like to think of faith, particularly within a community like a church, as a kind of fire. Now, you can think of one type of fire would be a campfire. And if you're good at that, you gather all kinds of wood, make sure it's nice and dry. But you really need a lot of it in order to create a really good fire. And if you're camping, you eat all that wood and fire, you get going. No, sir. No, for us, the Alexander household, it is charcoal. Now, the thing about a charcoal fire is that the mass of charcoal is a lot less than the wood required to make a campfire. But at the same time, that small mass, it burns even more intensely. A small pile of charcoal can burn at temperatures up to 400 degrees, and it can keep burning for quite a while. I know this because I've checked. On my grill, I've got a little dial that tells how hot the fire is getting. Boy, it can really get up there. And what is charcoal anyway? But it's merely wood that has undergone some pretty intense pressure. So for the church today, since we are a holy nation and a royal priesthood, we need our people that are going to burn intensely like charcoal. That's why it's so important that we maintain our daily practices like morning prayer and personal devotions. It lets us praise God 7 whole days, not 1 in 7. Quote that hymn by George Herbert. That's why we're exploring within our church, getting our Bible study going again, renewing that practice, and redeveloping our youth ministry so that our faith can burn brightly and intensely. I also see evidence of this going on in our outreach ministries. This past week, I was hearing about some volunteers from our food pantry. They attended an outreach event, and one of the sponsors was Smucker's, the jelly company. And they had gone through their thing, did their distribution, and had some food left over. And so they offered them to us, because they know we have a food pantry that does some good works. And the question they asked us was, how many pallets of peanut butter and jelly would you like? Well, our volunteers said, let's see what we can do. And there was a van and a pickup truck. And it got to the point where they were loading up the back of the van with all of this peanut butter and jelly, to the point that the shock absorbers were getting lower and lower. And they started to wonder that if they kept this up, they had to tell them to stop to make sure that the wheels didn't start sinking into the dirt and get stuck there. Boy, that'd be a great headline, wouldn't it? Church van is stuck loaded up with peanut butter and jelly. But we're able to do this because of burning intensely, of knowing that, of just living out some of our ideals, treating people with dignity and respect, of having a food pantry that feeds the hungry, and having, I don't know how much peanut butter and jelly to give to our friends that come on Thursday morning, as well as distribute to the other food pantries that we cooperate with. So it's quite an undertaking. And it happens because of us. Maybe a small church, but we have a big heart. So today, church does look a bit different. We may not resemble a roaring campfire, but instead we have a really good charcoal fire going. Our people are intense, they're nourished spiritually, and go out to do good in the world around us. The most important thing is that we are still here. 509 South Rosemont Road continues to proclaim the gospel each and every day, 7 whole days, not 1 in 7. We are the guardians of this great message, and we keep it going with divine intensity. The Holy Spirit continues to work with us and guide us. In doing so, we truly are a holy people and a royal priesthood.